Hey, what up, Long Beach? Welcome back to your brand new home for everything local sports, the 562.org, a brand new edition of this podcast called What Up, Long Beach. And we are feeling brand new, Mike. As always, I am JJ Fiddler, and we are recording on some brand new podcast equipment.
JJ Fiddler on the left mic, Mike Gardabasio, always the right mic. yeah, I know. I feel I don't know what to do with my hands. We got a mixer. We got professional microphones.
It's another example of something that we can't do without you at the562.org. We cannot cover local sports without the community supporting local sports coverage.
The vision of the 562 is a locally supported nonprofit business that will allow Long Beach kids to grow up with quality sports coverage forever. If you've been paying attention to the daily newspaper this last week, you saw that there is no more local sports in the sports section.
Not a stitch.
Not at all. There will be some coverage in the news section now because the sports section is going to be a cookie cutter thing that is Southern California regional wide. If you care about Long Beach sports coverage, you have got to go to the562.org, click subscribe, and sign up. If you do that, you're going to be able to get our daily newsletter, which is like having a daily sports section delivered to your inbox every day. You can pretend it was the good old days of newspapers. You're going to be able to still see us on Twitter, at 562 Sports. You're going to be able to still see our content on Facebook, at 562 Sports. And we're going to be able to continue doing what we've done for the last 10 years, which is bringing high-quality, award-winning articles, photos, and videos to you, covering all your favorite schools and sports in Long Beach.
And it's not just high school and college. Look at the top stories on the 562.org right now. It's an all-academic awards story, a story about Millikan alum Alden Darby coming back for a rally. He's handing out shopping sprees to needy Rams.
I got a text from John Timu that he was being re-signed by the Bears before the Bears broke it. So if you followed at 562 Sports, you found that out before Chicago Bears beat writers.
The all-weather track at Wilson is open. We got pictures from that. St. Anthony boys volleyball starting out league hot, and they are ranked in the CIF Southern section. More league gymnastics preview. It's right there for you. It's all right there for you. Long Beach calendar letting you know where you need to go. And like Mike said, that story on John Timu. Now, if you're looking at the website, we've got even more good news. That's not going to be the website for the future. Right now, your donations and your subscriptions are helping us build the website to end all websites to hold all of this Long Beach sports coverage, like Mike said, from videos to features to photo galleries and all the stories.
We want to have a history section that's going to tell you what the Moore League champion in every sport and every year was. We want to have area records for the fastest people in the history of Long Beach, touchdown records. We want to have an almanac that lets you see the history of Long Beach sports on display, a list of all the professional athletes in each sport. All of those things we can do if you go subscribe to the562.org. Subscribe, sign up, give us what we need in order to help build that bigger, full website out, like JJ said. Right now, we just wanted to get this thing up because there were CIF championships coming up. We wanted to make sure
Long Beach sports never stops, Mike.
So we got this up. It's what's there right now. But your subscriptions will help us get to the vision of a fully built-out website that'll bring you everything you want.
Athletes eat, Mike, and so do sports writers. And you know what they have in common? They love Naples Rib Company. Naples Rib Company down on Naples Island on 2nd Street here in Long Beach. Just the most delicious ribs you will possibly find. And they've got more than that. Gluten-free options as well. Shout out to my wife, Vanessa, who now knows that she needs to be gluten-free. Not a problem at Naples Rib Company. They got it handled. Even the cornbread, Mike. Even the cornbread can be gluten-free if you need it to be.
Or you can have the non-gluten-free cornbread, which is what I get. You can get the brisket sandwich. You can get, I'm going to make myself too hungry if we start going down the menu. Naples Rib Company, a longtime supporter of local sports coverage in Long Beach, the oldest supporter of local sports coverage in Long Beach. They have a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. That's the catchphrase. They live it. We love it. Naples Rib Company.
We said it on the last episode of What Up Long Beach. The spring has sprung for more league and the local high school sports season. And we got to talk about some stars, Mike. Some spring sports stars. And you know how I love alliteration. We talked about baseball. And I think it's time to dip into the other sports.
I would actually argue that of the spring sports that you and I have been covering, I actually think baseball is almost behind the curve. If you go, yeah, there's definitely some senior studs out there in the Moore League. But if you look around at swimming and track and softball and boys volleyball, we have a lot of really, really talented kids we've been excited to cover. I'm going to start at track just because I think that's the strongest sport we've got in the spring.
Volleyball might give it a run for its money because of where teams are in divisions, but I think you might be right that star power, you got to go to the track.
We have the defending...
The all-weather tracks, yes. Mike.
We have the defending Division I state champion girls track program in Long Beach and Long Beach Poly. Ariana Augustine, who is signed with LSU, is the defending state champ in the 100 and 200. What she's shown so far this year gives us reason to be optimistic that we'll be up there baking in triple-digit Fresno heat watching her repeat that feat. But she's not the only one. Rachel Glennett Wilson absolutely popped my eyes out of my skull last week. Jumped a 5.11 in the high jump at the California Relays. That is tied for 18th all time in the history of California at the high school level. Rachel is a sophomore, and if she can add 3 inches to that high jump over the next 2 years, she will have the state record in a state that's produced some pretty decent high jumpers.
Raw talent, to be sure, over there at Wilson. I didn't think that it's possible to outdo what the Poly girls did at state last year, winning a championship with, let's just say, less opportunity than some other teams who are at state.
They had 3 girls and win the state championship. Wilson this year, I mean, the relays at Poly this year are going to be really good. Wilson's relays is always a great argument for adding more relays to the state championships, which we've been arguing for like a decade. They have the nation leading time in the sprint medley relay, from including our guy Ian Issa.
So
from
multiple
gridiron to the track.
Multiple state titles could outdo what Poly did last year. If it's Poly and Wilson both winning team titles and then a couple kids taken first. I don't know, that could be the most successful track season that we've covered here in Long Beach.
Obviously, it can get a little bit hot on the track, so we're also excited to cover some great swimming. It was an incredible water polo season. We got to cover back-to-back CIF championship games with Wilson and Poly. In the girls' water polo. Some of the stars from those games will be in the pool swimming. CIF Player of the Year, Brooke Kernison for Wilson, excited to see what she can do. Obviously, the Oka legacy at Poly has helped turn that Poly-Wilson girls' swimming rivalry into maybe the best rivalry in the Moore League between two consistent programs. Have made those Moore League swim finals just absolutely electric to be a part of. So we're obviously excited to see swimming as well.
Well, that swimming is going to heat up real quick because next Friday, the entire league will be on hand at the Belmont Klaus Barth Relays. I believe that's 1:30 start on Friday.
Yeah, super excited to get down there. We're going to do our Moore League swim preview off of that event. We're going to get a chance to talk to and see all the top swimmers in action at that one place in Long Beach, which is wonderful. But that's not all. We got JJ's softball preview. If you didn't check that out, proves that once again, the city is packed with talent.
Yeah, we got to get back outside, Mike. It's spring. Let's go. There's obviously the top 4 teams in the Moore League. That's been the case for the last few years. And top of the top is Lakewood. Now, Lakewood's a good example of what the league is kind of going through right now. Lakewood has a great senior in Taylor Pack. She's a 3-year starter at third base for the Lancers. She has a lot of experience, obviously, both in the Moore League and in the postseason. They've been every year. And she's just like the seniors on some other teams. Evelyn Sablon at Poly, the shortstop. Joette Vega, the pitcher at Wilson, who has basically pitched every single inning for them. These are seniors who have seen it all, and they're leading their teams right now. But there is another crop of talent, and this is scary for the rest of the league, but Lakewood is a good example of this. Lakewood's got a group that played last year as underclassmen, and now they're back this year. Camus, Hutchinson, these girls have talent. And now they have experience, and now they're matched up with their senior talent, and that's dangerous, man. That's the mixture, the recipe that you need for a run through the playoffs. The kids who have been there, and the kids who might be a little bit naive and not know what is really going on or what's impossible, because they'll have their hands full in that Division I. But the other teams, like Millikan, Wilson, Poly, are in the lower divisions, and I mean Millikan is super talented with their junior class. Hillsheim, DeSoto, Goldsmith, Rubio, these are girls who have also played in a lot of playoffs. And since they moved down in that CIF playoff equity, they're going to look like studs in the playoffs. And that's exciting because all 4 teams at the top of the softball league have studs.
Talking boys volleyball, I got a chance to see Lakewood, who's ranked number 2 in CIF. They beat Wilson in a sweep on Tuesday. Wilson, the defending league champs, but I think Lakewood will be the class of the league this year. Talon Patton, a name to keep an eye on, leaning BYU. They'd love to see him at Long Beach State. He's got offers to go pretty much anywhere he wants to go. He is an absolute stud. He had a stat line I've never seen before with at least 4, with at least 5 kills, blocks, aces, and digs against Wilson. He is a stud. Aiden Gross over at St. Anthony has also got the Saints ranked Aiden is committed to Long Beach State. He's going to go and be a top player over there in a couple years. So plenty of talent, obviously, all around the area in volleyball as well.
Yeah, speaking of St. Anthony, I didn't even mention Tiara Jennings, the sophomore at St. Anthony, softball player. She's got 20 hits in her first 35 at-bats coming back from that CIF championship that they won last year. However, the Saints are 4-9. So they're struggling a little bit. They need a couple other girls to be producing like Jennings is.
Hitting the links, a big name for sure, someone I've got my eye on, even though you're usually the one who covers Morley Golf, is Tyler Schaefer over at Wilson.
It's hard to miss him. It's impossible to miss him, Mike. I'll tell you that much. Wilson and Schaefer both going for three-peats this year. Wilson Boys Golf going for the three-peat in the CIF Section Team Championships, which will be in a couple months. Schaefer going for the three-peat in the Moore League Individual Tournament 2 years ago, epically hold out an eagle on the back nine to take that title, and then it was just the Tyler Schaefer, I'm cool as a cucumber, cruising down the back nine last year. He really is that type of kid where you're just like, he could really do something special. Won a tour championship event last week as well. Schaefer and the Bruins, a must watch in the spring.
Now that we're at the 562.org and just covering schools in the city of Long Beach again, as well as the Moore League, one thing that excites me is that we can talk about sports a little bit more that we don't normally get to. I mean, you're covering 40 schools like we were at the Press Telegram. You're really just kind of skimming the top. You don't get to do deep dives on sports like gymnastics. But I thought you did a great job previewing the Moore League gymnastics season, talking about the dynasty the Milliken's built over the last few years.
Yeah, it's a Rams world and everybody else is living in it. The defending all-city gymnast, Julia Fielder, not Fiddler, that's Fielder. She was the all-around champion last year. She finished first in all of the events at the very cool Moore League gymnastics preview meet, which happens every year. It's the first meet of the whole season. All seven teams come by. Now, the Moore League for gymnastics, not exactly what you would think. So make sure you read the story to understand why Burroughs is traveling over 3 hours to compete every Friday for in a league meet, which is crazy. But this gymnastics preview meet is really cool. All seven teams at Lakewood High School, everybody competes, and you kind of get a picture of what the season's going to look like. I don't know if you could do it in any other sport, but it would be kind of cool.
It's like league finals, except it's before the season. But they actually did used to do this in football with the milk bucket game, where they used to have all the teams in the Moore League it was like a round robin. They'd each play each other for a quarter. They'd rotate through. They called it the milk bucket game because it was a fundraiser for the milk fund in the LBUSD. I would love to see something like that in every sport. We have the Steve Lewis Volley Fest for girls volleyball. Let's just get a look at all the top teams in the league. There have been some, like the Ron Massey Classic has sort of been that some years for basketball. But if every sport had something like that, you would see a lot more coverage for all of the teams locally because we just had that one place we could go to get everybody.
We should do it. We should start with football in the summer, maybe get like a Moore League passing league thing set up, maybe late June. We should just do this.
Can we name it after you?
I have no problem
with
that.
It's the J.J. Fiddler Love 7-on-7 Passing League Moore League Championship.
J.J. Fiddler hates 7-on-7 so much that he decided to sponsor it.
If you've been visiting the 562.org, you've probably seen our Athletes of the Week feature that runs every Monday afternoon, which is the top two high school, top two college athletes from the previous week. We always do our best to keep an eye out for who those top performers throughout the week are, and we've got some pretty good candidates already for this week. But we need your help. There are so many teams playing in spring. We obviously cannot get to everything personally. We are just two regular human beings doing our best in this wild and crazy spring sport. So if you've got a kid or an athlete on your team or a friend of yours or someone you've seen who's in the Moore League or at St. Anthony or LBCC or Long Beach State who had a great performance this week, tweet at us at 562sports or email me, mike@the562.org, and let us know. We absolutely love to see nominations. We want to make sure we have the very best athletes on that each and every week.
Mike, are you a top five guy, top three guy? When I ask somebody what they like about something, I usually say, what are your top five, blah, blah, blah.
I'm a top 10 guy.
Top 10?
This
guy's got time for convos, people.
I'm a better writer than I am an editor, as you know.
Oh, yes. Well, I feel like Long Beach needs something like that. Like a top five athletes of all time. Can't really do top three. There's just too much sports. But you know what would work? Just split it down the middle. Do a top four. Long Beach needs a Mount Rushmore of sports. We're going to get our Rogues graphic department on this. Maybe figure out a way to put these faces onto a Mount Rushmore.
We're going to carve Signal Hill up.
Yeah, I like it. Mount Rushmore, honestly, only 60 feet high. So I don't feel like that's such a huge ask. It's not even that high, Mike. It's not really even that big.
JJ volunteering to do an awful lot of work this summer.
Did you know that it's in Black Hills, South Dakota?
I've been. Have you been to Mount Rushmore?
I have not.
I've been to Mount Rushmore.
I heard it's wildly unimpressive.
I find it very impressive because it's just a skull. I find the logistics of what it took to do it impressive.
I find the name of the guy who did it more impressive than the actual feat. Are you ready for this one? Gutzon Borglum. That's two names. Gutzon, first name. Borglum, his second name. Built in 1941, by the way, if you were wondering.
Nothing else going on that year. JJ had this idea, I think, especially as we move towards summer, it's an awesome idea because in Long Beach, we're so blessed to have so many good athletes in so many different sports. You could take this in so many directions. So I think we're going to try and do a athletes period, but then we're for sure going to do a Mount Rushmore of football players, Mount Rushmore of Long Beach State athletes, Mount Rushmore of Long Beach Poly, Long Beach Wilson, Mount Rushmore for Olympians, Mount Rushmore for aquatic athletes.
Everybody for baseball players. Gets one. Another one. Another
one. Well, what's crazy is if you talk about between Long Beach Poly, Long Beach Wilson, and Lakewood, you have three of the five high schools that have produced the most Major League Baseball players ever.
How do you do a baseball Mount Rushmore for Long Beach?
So you're leaving off, I mean, dozens and dozens of pro athletes.
Only one way to find out.
It's going to be awesome. So please, let's get that conversation going. Tweet at us if you got some ideas or you want to just start arguing with us before you even hear what our picks are.
Well, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt? Can we first get there and say one of these is not like the other?
I'll never understand your hatred of Teddy Roosevelt.
It's not a hatred. It's just like...
I'll never understand your dismissal of Teddy
Roosevelt. The other three guys signed world historic documents.
Yeah, and the other guy was president at the time.
So. Honestly, the better question is, JJ, who would you replace him with? I've got no idea. This thing was built in 1941. Who are you going to put up there? Woodrow Wilson?
I don't know. That's I've been tough. Listening to Hamilton a lot, I guess.
There you go.
You know, they probably want people who specifically were presidents.
Tough all the way around.
I don't know. I'm not a history major. You tell me who's supposed to be on there.
Well, that's the thing is I don't think Teddy Roosevelt should be there, but I don't have another one. I know for sure.
Maybe Borglum should have put himself on there. None of those guys carved a mountain.
You know what his son's name is? Lincoln. What? I kid you not. I dug deep, Mike. I dug deep.
This is what happens when I leave you alone. You go down a Wikipedia hole.
I'll tell you what. As much as I am sure that Teddy Roosevelt does not belong on Mount Rushmore, I am doubly sure that these two athletes are definitely on my Long Beach athletes Mount Rushmore. Billie Jean King. You can't discount her influence on just the entire sports world, let alone her sport in this city. And Tony Gwynn. Just the best guy to ever hit the baseball, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough because you've already taken up two of four spots.
Right.
And to be honest with you, if you just included people who came out of Long Beach who are widely considered to be the best ever in their sport, you wouldn't have room. Tony Gwynn considered the best hitter.
Yes.
Billie Jean King, obviously.
Well, the best baseball player, really.
Yeah, Billie Jean King, obviously a groundbreaker and a trailblazer in so many different ways and an incredibly accomplished professional athlete. Tony Azevedo, greatest water polo player ever from America. Pat McCormick, best diver ever from America.
You also have to kind of split born in Long Beach.
Joan Van Blum, best female rower ever, and Misty May Traynor, best volleyball/beach volleyball player.
There's my point.
So you're already over four.
From Long Beach.
And you don't have any track athletes.
Or attended Long Beach, right? Right. Are you born in Long Beach, Tony Azevedo, or did you attend a school in Long Beach, Misty May Traynor? We also have to make that distinction. I feel like that's important.
I think it's difficult to do because, for example, Tony Gwynn, born and raised in Long Beach, Misty May Traynor, not born and raised in Long Beach, but she did stay here after she graduated Long Beach State. So she's at this point lived in Long Beach longer.
How about influence? Is that fair? Because I don't think that you could discount somebody's where they were raised if their influence on one place is so strong.
Yeah, I think when we do the full episode kind of talking about this, I'm excited to get into the weeds on this because I'm a big, I really like to have my statutes down. Okay. I like to know exactly what we're talking about. We might almost need...
A from Long Beach Mount Rushmore and a played in Long Beach Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, I happen to know where Tony Gwynn went. I've been to the house and everything. But like, there's plenty, like Billie Jean King, I also know she grew up in the Wrigley and I have the address because of a feature I did with her. But how do we really know? Like, if you're talking about Pat McCormick, I assume Pat McCormick lived in Long Beach.
I think we go influence. I think influence on the city is strong enough where your physical location shouldn't either preclude you from being on the list or put you on the top of the list that maybe in another situation you shouldn't be. Missy Mae Trainor should not be punished on the Mount Rushmore because she wasn't born in Belmont Shore.
Right. No, Missy Mae Trainor is a light. I mean, she's at this point, since she turned 18, she's lived in Long Beach her whole life. So.
Is she on your list?
Misty?
Yeah, hands down?
Difficult to leave off, but okay. I think it, just with the people we've talked about, that's not even getting into. We don't even have a football player on that list.
Nope.
You know, so it's difficult. I think the problem is, and that, you know, I've sat on the Century Club board for a while, so when you look at these, it's really interesting. It was the same thing with the CIF. The CIF Southern Section 100, they did a little in 2013 mm-hmm. to celebrate their centennial. You start with the biggest, like, Hall of Fame. So we already have so many people that are in international or pro sports Hall of Fames. Like we haven't mentioned Bob Lemon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many people that you could talk to.
Most accomplished baseball.
Burroughs, Bailey, Grinch. Right? You could really go down the list and find so many great athletes. We don't have any track athletes. The problem is you can't be representative. I would also throw out there, so should we not include coaches in this? Because we have some of the greatest coaches in the history of their respective sports that have come through this city.
I think coaches should certainly get their own. I think there should be a Long Beach coach Mount Rushmore, yeah. But I don't think that it should be.
But if you're doing a Long Beach sports Mount Rushmore with no modifiers, it's really hard to tell me that Don Norford does not belong on that list, because that's a guy who's coached personally over 40 NFL players and several Olympians at Poly, who is from Long Beach and did go to Poly, was just inducted into the National Hall of Fame for high school track and field as one of only two coaches in the country to be in that inaugural class. There's someone who really represents a whole wing of the city's history, but Don will tell you himself he's not a Hall of Fame athlete.
Okay, so let's mark it down right now.
Yeah.
The first one we're going to do is top four Long Beach athletes.
Okay.
Doesn't matter if they were born here or came here. They represented Long Beach at a time, so obviously we're assuming high school or college.
So we're talking about high school, college, professional, Olympic, whatever. If this is an athlete who's, say, in the Century Club Hall of Fame, they're connected to Long Beach enough that they're in a Hall of Fame in Long Beach.
Yes.
The top four athletes, period. Any sport, any era, any gender, any level. Okay.
And I already picked my two.
Next week. Okay. I haven't, because I don't think, I think it's really, really difficult.
I can't wait to hear your explanation on why you would take off either of the ones that I put on there.
Well, but what's your explanation for taking off people who have world records that still stand?
I haven't taken anybody off yet.
Nor have I. But you've limited yourself to two spots. So I can name right now for you. I can say Tony Azevedo, Pat McCormick, Martha Washington. Which one? Like, you have to leave one of those off. Yep. I don't have to leave anyone off yet because I haven't filled any spots.
I'd love to hear who your fourth would be on that one. You got to let us know what you think. Hit up the 562 on Twitter, Facebook, email. Mike said his email earlier. They're very simple. It's mike@the562.org, jj@the562.org.
We are going to record this thing on Tuesday next week, which means that on Wednesday, what would that date be? I'm trying to think. Wednesday, March 28th, when you wake up in the morning, that podcast will be up. So between now and Tuesday, let us know what you think. Let us know why JJ may or may not be wrong for putting two Poly athletes in his Mount Rushmore already.
I feel 100% okay with that.
And we'll work it out. And I will say this, there is no right answer to this. There are many, many wrong answers. That's what's exciting to try and figure it out. That's what I'm excited to talk about next week.
We cannot get out of here without talking a little bit of March Madness, because it's been a huge part of our lives for the last 2 weeks. My bracket was looking nice after the first weekend.
Your bracket was annoyingly nice after the
not first so weekend. Much after Thursday, but yeah, it was nice after the first weekend.
I think after Thursday nobody's bracket looks nice, and so you know what I mean. I think in the group we're in, you're fair. Probably still in first place by a good margin, right?
Whereas I don't know. I didn't
think
check.
I fell down to 10th place. I've never put less thought into a bracket than I put into this year's. I'll say that
it showed.
I know. I did it Thursday morning at like 8:45 a.m. I was like, oh my God, I have 10 minutes. I got to take the kids to school. I need to do this bracket real quick.
We were just talking about top five, top three. Let's do top moments. What is the first cool moment you think of when you think of March Madness?
Like ever or this year?
Yours, ever, yours. Like moments that you had that were March Madness related. What's like the first memory that comes to mind? Mine's easy. We drove 40 hours for 40 minutes of basketball
in
2007
right.
For Long Beach State in the tournament. Historic loss
to the Tennessee Volunteers.
I thought you meant stuff we saw on TV.
That's true, too. No, that's good, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? My other one, easy one, I'll let you think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Tyus Edney. Now, little did I know that at one point I would be covering Tyus Edney's alma mater in Long Beach Poly.
Like, I've interviewed Tyus Edney for stories, and I wrote his introduction for the Century Club when we inducted him into the Hall of Fame.
That UCLA team...
I did not see that coming.
That UCLA team, for me, was the first team that I felt personally invested in that wasn't a professional franchise. My dad has a lot of favorite teams, and obviously a lot of people know that you kind of fall into what your family falls into. But that UCLA team, man, I felt like I knew that team. Like, kids had played with kids who had played with Tyus Edney or Toby Bailey or Ed O'Bannon. There was just, like, that connection. 4.8 left against Mizzou in the second round in 95, man. You know who said it? Lavin said it. Lavin said that that shot changed, like, history. Like, the destiny of UCLA basketball. That was UCLA basketball coming back was that year. And that shot, 4.8, dude, he got from one side of the court to the other. The dribble behind the back. Oh, so nice. I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it.
The thing I love about that, and you've got to pull these people aside the next time they're in town. Talk to Tyus Edney and Ron Palmer about the drills that Ron had them run in high school that prepared him for that layup.
It's just high off the glass.
And then you and I have been in that gym, I don't know, literally hundreds of times at this point, I'm sure, where Tyus Edney was practicing that moment that gave you goosebumps and you had no idea it was going to happen.
The moment that changed history.
So I would say storming the court in 2007 when Long Beach State won the Big West tournament was just like, that's something
that's cool. Madness related.
It's something that when you go to a mid-major, you don't think you're ever going to get that like big football game experience. And that was awesome being there with all of a sudden there's a couple thousand students that care about college basketball, which was not the case most of the time we were at Long Beach State.
Bandwagon doors stay open at Long Beach.
Hey, at least you get on the bandwagon, at least you're going somewhere, right?
Exactly.
So that was amazing. And then for me, I know you're tired of me talking about this, but I was not really a college sports fan growing up, really at all, to be honest with you. And to me, the real introduction to March Madness was, I think it may have been the first year you convinced me to do a bracket, was I picked Davidson the year that Steph Curry was a senior. I called that whole run, and it was cool for me because I got to root for it for every reason. And I feel like most of the time you and I talk about this, you're rooting for Loyola Chicago because it would be cool to see the upset, but you know it would screw your bracket and maybe cost you money if they win. And it was cool for me because that was like, all the games were crazy. This kid, Steph Curry, who I'd never really heard of, was amazing. There were big upsets or crazy upsets when they beat Gonzaga. I'll never forget. That was just one of the craziest things ever. And since then, I've been like a full NCAA tournament convert. I'm still infinitely more interested in the NBA than in NCAA basketball, but that for me was like, okay, I'll always set aside time to care about the tournament and watch all these games.
It's unlike anything else. It really is. It's like Tyus Edney's shot, right? Tyus Edney went on to have a career, had a career before that. Everybody kind of knew who he was in Southern California, but guys can come out of nowhere, dude.
Yes.
You know? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes.
I think my number one, because I was in Vegas. Me and my college friends, we used to go to Las Vegas for the first weekend of the Madness.
I don't miss you taking those trips, dude, at the start of baseball season.
They were epic. A lot of stories that can't come to the podcast from those trips. But Northern Iowa, taking on Kansas, Ali Farouk Manesh. You're a basketball coach, okay? You're a basketball coach. You're up 63-62 with 42 seconds left with the ball.
Yeah.
You don't got to get specific, but what's your basic, here we go, boys, here's the plan. What do you want your team to do in that situation?
I'm up 63-62.
You're up by one.
Yeah.
With 42 seconds left and the ball.
I want you to run the clock down, and then I want you to drive the hoop and get the foul.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ollie, I've got more onions than anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
Farouk Manesh goes down the floor, and he gets the ball on the wing, and he takes one jab step. And you can kind of see in his head, he's thinking about doing exactly what you said, but he is wide open.
Yep.
Just wide open. And it was the ultimate no, yes moment where he just took his weight, put it back behind the line, and just buried the three. An absolute, the dagger of all daggers. And Ali Boumbaye We went absolutely nuts. I think we were at the Excalibur. People just went crazy. People who were losing because of that shot,
right,
losing their bets, they still went nuts, dude. Farouk Manesh, I'll just never forget that guy. And there's a great video you got to check out online where they've got him walking up to Kansas fans like a couple years later at Kansas's first round games. And he just goes up and is like, "Do you know who I am?" Like, they don't, because it's just a white dude just of average height.
Guy, yep.
For and sure. Then he tells them, and yeah, they don't forget the name Farouk Manesh.
That's pretty funny. Well, that's all the time we've got on this week's edition of What Up Long Beach. I love that you chose the name of the podcast, though.
Thanks, buddy.
We've been doing the Long Beach Sports Podcast together for more than 10 years now. We were doing that before we even started actually working together. And
remember Top 5 Off the Field, dude?
Yeah.
We used to get heated during Top 5 Off the Field.
I know. There used to be like some real serious fights when we were in college who were doing this podcast. It's much more it's much more relaxed now. But I love it. What Up Long Beach? That's exactly what I want to be thinking when I'm sitting down to talk about sports with you. And there's another great episode. I can't tell you how excited I am to get the conversation going on this Mount Rushmore and to make that into a regular segment. I'm super excited about that for next week.
Absolutely. Again, thank you to our sponsors, including Naples Rib Company. Make sure you hit up Naples. Go get that hog pack while you're watching some basketball this weekend, and make sure you tell them the 562.org sent you. For Mike, for JJ,
Farouk Manesh,
Farouk number. For everybody involved in this website, this podcast, and everything we do here in Long Beach, thank you. We will see you in the stands this week. Take care.